again. Hello. Sorry, I should have closed the mic. Hey, number 8A. Come on, blimey. What? Scorcher. What podcast?
What a scorcher.
We didn't even, I don't know what I'm saying at the start. Who knows? Anyway.
Intros are always difficult. Intros.
This intro is amazing. Anyway, the outro for last week was a song by Every Time I Die called Bored Stiff. For those of you who didn't know what it was already, that's off the album Gutter Phenomenon. Is it?
Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
Which I think Nathan recommended quite a few podcasts ago. Is that right, Nathan?
Can't really remember, to be honest. But if I didn't, let's just say that I did, because I might as well have done.
Anyway, let's just do what we always do. Well, we don't always do it, but we've just started to always do it. Yeah.
That was Fall of Troy, good riff from Fall of Troy there, from their song FZMXL.
FCPREMIX. Fukpum Remix.
Fukpum Remix.
Fukpum
Remix. Yeah, that was Fall of Troy with Fukpum Remix.
Fukpum Remix.
Yeah, that's a good riff. I like that riff. Yeah,
That's why it's Riff of the Fortnite.
Yeah, we're going to see Fall of Troy on the something.
I looked on the website earlier on today.
London, if anyone's going.
I looked on the website earlier on today, by the way, to check when it was, and there weren't like, any European or English dates.
No, I've got the tickets here, look. I've got the tickets in here. Where are they? Yeah, just move the porn out of the way.
Okay, the porn.
Yeah, move the...
The tits are huge.
Where the hell have my tickets gone? Oh, there they are. 13th of March, Fall of Troy, Camden Barfly. If anyone's coming, let us know.
Are you going to drive? How many tickets have you got?
I got, like, loads.
You going to sell them on eBay?
No, I don't do that. And also, if anyone's going to Death Cab, me and Charlie are going to Death Cab on...
Cooler.
Whenever it is. Should we play some Death Cab later on? They said we could play them.
Okay, let's play some Death Cab later on.
Later on, not now.
Now it's time for a emo quote of the fortnight. Are we gonna do a jingle for this too?
Yeah,
we're gonna do that one. We were, yeah. Okay, here it is. Emo quote of the fortnight.
So that was Billy Talent from their song Voices of Violence. That is a great album.
Classic. Where's the second album, guys? Where is the second album?
Yeah, that album, I remember listening to that album about 2 years ago. It was like one of my favourite albums. I recently listened to it, and I remember just how good it is. So if anyone hasn't listened to it in a while...
Wait. Don't recommend it yet.
No, I'm not recommending it. I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying I recommend listening to it if they already own it. See, there's a slight subtle difference.
I reckon you should recommend it again. Remind them, really, like, hammer it into their heads.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I've seen Billy Talent live, and they're brilliant as well. Good live band, definitely. Yeah, that's my
little...
Have
you also met... Ian.
I met Ian Desar. He's a nice guy. He's got cool hair.
Actually, no, I've seen photos of him recently and he stopped putting up.
What has he just got?
I saw a photo of him in the studio in a magazine and he was wearing a hat and his hair was down. He had a fringe. He didn't have the little spiky bit. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, you can't, you know, go around with the spiky fringe and then have that for the rest of your life.
That would be like Claudio Sanchez chopping off all his hair. That they just wouldn't, yeah. But do you know what he puts in it? He's like, it's like this cooked something to do with like food, like cornstarch or something. Ian Desar.
Cornstarch.
Something like that.
That's what makes his hair stay up.
Yeah, something like rank, like you make like cakes out of it or something. Oh, I haven't made.
Talking about cakes, I actually made coconut cake for my girlfriend the weekend.
Really?
One of the best cakes I've ever had in my entire life. I'm actually quite good at making cakes. I was going to make one again. I've got some leftover ingredients. I'll bring it around, yeah?
Yeah, have okay, a slice. Do that, yeah.
Have some tea and some cake.
Do that.
Yeah?
I haven't had cake in ages.
Yeah, trust me, it's good. I need to add some more cream. Anyway, here's our first song. It's Under Oath.
We haven't even done a
young
first song.
And Aspiring.
No way. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, Under Oath.
I haven't even done a first song.
Yeah.
So I had to do it.
My voice is still breaking. Leave me alone. Age 19. So let's not even try your eyes. It's burning up and throwing up the window. We've been going through so clear and bad. I thought this thing to what I want to twice. I feel that this is my last request. Under Oath with Young and the Young and It's Aspiring.
There's no there.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Young and Aspiring. Hello everyone who sent us comments. Hello. Hi to Jade. Sorry about the hyperlink thing. I've fixed it now. If you read the comment, yeah. Once I fixed it, you didn't post a comment.
She just thought, fuck it, I'm never listening to this podcast ever again.
If that is what you thought, then please don't think that, because we have fixed
now.
It. Well, a friend might listen to it.
Right, okay.
I've been like to a friend, don't listen to this podcast, and then, you know, thought we should show off to a friend by contacting us and getting us to shout out for her on the podcast, even though, you know, who knows. Anyway, also Slim X Core, don't know your real name.
Couldn't be bothered to look on your MySpace, to be honest. But thank you very much for all the comments. We really appreciate it, given that like no one else comments except for the next people we're going to talk about.
Which was Yeah.
Mark.
Mark. After this comes out, we're expecting your...
comment of the fortnight.
Comment of the fortnight. Yeah. And also Sarah Flint.
Yeah. If that's even her real name. But yeah.
You don't know with their little MySpace names. Yeah. And also This Show Again, which is another podcast. They left this comment.
They put us in our top eight. Don't really know why, but thanks anyway.
Yeah. And also to Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Yeah, and also, people who are listening to this, apparently, yeah, we get like 700 listeners or something like that, and we get like 4 comments over the 2 week period, like from the same person. It's just,
yeah.
If you have a MySpace,
we got one from Mark, and whatever.
But
five people technically, but still,
that's 5 out of 700.
Yeah,
you know what? It's rude. It's just rude. It's not that rude. I'm being like slightly
melodramatic.
I'm over exaggerating. But just drop us a comment. You out of 700 people, there've got to be more people with MySpace.
Yeah, you can. You know, if you don't have MySpace, you go to our Podomatic page.
Yeah.
Podomad. I love that guy's voice.
I think we should just play that. We should just play that later on.
Podomatic.
I love that.
just have it every podcast.
Definitely. Back to my little...
Wait, what else were we saying?
I was having a little speech.
Okay, go on, yeah.
About people. Yeah.
I was going to tell them how to contact people.
On the Podomatic. Yeah, go
to our Podomatic page, which is Mainstreamo, all one word, mainstreamo.podomatic.com. Yeah. And it's Podomatic, not Pod A.
Podomatic.com. Yeah,
and you comment there, and then you can go, and then there's MySpace too. So interrupt Nathan, which is www.myspace.com/mainstra-emo, or you can email us at mainstra-emo@hotmail.com. Yeah.
Just to clarify, mainstra, it's like mainstr. Then a dash, emo.
Yeah. So just in case you guys have been sending emails and like it's been going to like someone else.
We don't know why we put the dash in there, to be honest. I'm looking back, I regret it. I regret that move. I regret it.
Well, I think it was to emphasize the emo. And to show that that mainstream emo is a type of emo.
Yeah. Have, like, but now emo it means call. That like no one's like commenting on our MySpace and stuff.
Well, that might not be the reason, because we say it, there's a dash.
Just go on our MySpace. I want to see at least, like, you know, like 10 individual people or something. Something like
well,
that.
Well, what happens if they don't?
I don't know. Maybe we should just stop the podcast. I don't know. We just have to talk about
it. Or maybe we should just play crap songs.
Yeah, just play really awful songs.
Until you do it.
But the next song is a really good song, and it's by a band called Say Anything, and it's called Belt.
I wouldn't sell my belt to industry, so they carted me, they carted me off, naked but that belt around my waist. It was my father's once, I still see his face. I said, whoa, oh, oh, they carted me off. Yeah, whoa, oh, 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 they carted me. Arm. I fled through field and farm, stripped of natural charm, naked but that belt I wear so well. Past the pyramids and the Liberty Bell, I said, whoa, oh, oh, my frostbitten toe. I remain unrecognized in my hometown, beneath my monstrous gown of feathering down. But I gathered up an army made of those who aim to shake them from their repose. And we took off weapons, yeah, and we took off our clothes. And we took off weapons, yeah, and we took off our hands. This is something I have to do for myself. And all your friends, all of my friends in the alley tonight. Yeah, what say you? And all your friends.
Say anything, yeah. Watch out for that band. The album came out like last year. I have only recently found out about them. But I don't. They're not that big, but they should be huge. Check out that album. Charlie doesn't like Say Anything, so he's not talking about them at the moment. But I reckon in a month's time, Charlie's gonna like Say Anything. He's gonna like. I can already sense it. It's happening.
What do you think I'm going to say to myself to the little thing you did? Go on. He's always doing little things like this. Like, yeah, 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 yeah. Go on.
No, I can't. I'm not doing it again. That was a once in a lifetime thing.
You did it like three times.
Imagine a really, really old, fat, constipated man saying, "Say anything. Oh my God, say anything," over and over again. That's what Charlie's going to say to himself.
Do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Do it.
I don't want to do it. I embarrass myself enough with the whole do you want sex every 24 hours a day or something.
That was funny.
It wasn't funny. It was just embarrassing.
Then why were we laughing?
Because we're like sad, immature little kids. Anyway.
Oh, fine then. Don't do it. Brace yourself! Nathan's email recommendation is Say Anything.
Yeah. Why are you doing that? Why are you taking the limelight away from me?
You don't have to play a sample for them, do you?
I know, we just play it. Yeah, Say Anything. My brother got the album like earlier this week and just been listening to it all constantly. It's called ... Is a Real Boy.
Do you not mean
Say Anything?
Ellipsis is a Real Boy.
No, well. Whatever.
Technically, three dots in a row is called an ellipsis.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is it's just called...
Ellipsis.
It's just called Is a Real Boy. Anyway, enough of this dilly-dallying. Dilly-dallying. Go.
I don't have one. I have a
surprise, surprise.
I have a non-recommendation.
Oh, yeah, okay, go on.
Surprise, surprise. I am not recommending...
You might offend quite a few people with this. You do realise that. There's going to be like a huge uproar and everyone's going to like delete our podcast. I'm just warning you guys, if you want to turn off now and fast forward like 10 seconds, that might be a good idea. If you're really, really like really, really, really emo, you're probably about to get offended by what's going to be said here today. Go. Sorry. I just had to fill them in. Go.
Okay. Don't listen to Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights. Just don't. Seriously, don't. Just, there's just no reason. It's just a really bad song. Really bad.
To be honest, the whole album's... I just hate Hawthorne Heights. I hate Hawthorne Heights. Actually, I don't... It's not like I hate them, yeah.
Well, I haven't heard the whole album, but I've just seen that song. And, like, the other day on like MTV2, they were playing, like, the emo hour. And, like, Hawthorne Heights came on. And it was just like, this is not emo. What is this? This is
No.
It was just... It came on, and I was just like, what the hell? This isn't... It's just completely, like, not representing the whole emo thing. People perceive them as emo, and they're not.
I think they are emo, yeah. But, like, what I don't like about them is just that, like, there are hundreds of bands doing exactly the same thing, if not better. And yet, for some reason, they've, like, been able to grasp onto the mainstream, and now they're, like, huge. That's what it's I don't true. Like about them. Because, like, yeah. It's not like I hate them. Like, they've got really shit music or whatever. There are bands that are so much worse than them. But it's just the fact that...
So, is this also your non-recommendation? Have you come in and, like, stolen my...
Sorry, no. I was just...
Agreeing with me.
I was agreeing with you and adding to the conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, don't. If you do, please explain to us why. Just, you know, say, like...
And don't say shit like, because the lyrics are so amazing and, like, they really touch me, because there are hundreds of bands with the same, exact same lyrics, basically.
Yeah. And they're really bad. And their lyrics are really cheesy. And, like, if I wanted to write, like, a really cheesy emo song, it would sound exactly like any Hawthorne Heights song.
Yeah, I think we should dedicate that little 5 minutes of podcast to Akash, because he's like a massive... I don't know if he listens to this podcast, but he's a massive Hawthorne Heights fan. I love you though. what's next, Charlie?
I don't know.
What about non-emo?
Non-emo recommendations. What's your non-emo recommendation?
My non-emo recommendation of the week is the Pendulum album. Pendulum, drum bass. If anyone listens to drum and bass, give us a MySpace. And to be honest, I live for comments. So I just want any kind of message. Even if it's like, your shit, go away. Don't make any more podcasts. Because like, the world is a worse place with your podcast. Even if it's that, I want that said on our MySpace. Yeah, Pendulum. I don't know what the album's called. Whatever. Go, Charlie.
Mine is a Daft Punk. Their second album, Discovery, with, like, you know, like One More Time and stuff on it. It's actually really good. And if you know anything about, like, dance music, it came out, like, years ago. And like, all the dance tracks that are hits now sound exactly like all the album tracks off that album. And, like, I'm not really a huge fan of dance, but I'm a fan of them. And, like, you can just see, like, what they've done for dance music. And also, they actually play their own instruments and stuff, and they pretend to be robots, too.
Are we playing a sample of this?
Yeah, should do a sample of Pendulum, then of Daft Punk. Yeah. Do you want to do Pendulum?
No, let's not do one of Pendulum.
Just do Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk there. I'm really sorry if you hate dance music in any way whatsoever. And like, I'm not a fan really, but Daft Punk are good, and they're French, they're robots, and they're not really robots, but they are robots. And they play guitars too, which is cool.
Don't they play guitars or whatever they're called?
No, they play actual guitars. Like, you know, in the new single Robot Rocking, there's the double neck guitar.
Yeah.
Even though he's only playing chords in the video, but I'm sure he does something better in real life. Yeah, time for rant. A little rant. We didn't really have... Did we have a rant last week?
No, this whole podcast has been, like, quite rant... Like, quite a lot of rants.
Yeah.
There's the Hawthorne Height rant.
It wasn't really a rant. It was just a don't listen. Oh, you didn't put the warning in front, Nathan.
What warning?
You need, before I did the one before, you were like, I'm going to warn you if you're really emo.
Should I do one now?
It's a bit too late now.
Okay. I think this is Charlie's rant, really. I'll come in if I need to.
But,
go.
No, you agree, though.
Go.
Fine then. Yeah, I've got a slight issue with Martina. Her podcast doesn't really do that much. She just introduces herself, plays a song, then we have to listen to these people, like, saying she's, you know... fantastic and like really cool. Like, people come and they're like, hey Martina, this is Josh. I'm not, if there's someone called Josh who phoned in, I don't want to offend him if he listens to this at all. I'm just picking a random name, Josh. It's a popular American name.
Charlie, just anyway, doesn't matter. You're offending people anyway.
My name's Josh. I think you're emo-tastic. Why does she feel the need to play like a million audio comments? All saying the same thing, or is someone else going, hey Martina, me and my friends phoning up from like school.
We want to hear Fallout Boy.
What's that, Candace? Oh no, I have that. Okay. I'm still on the phone. Oh, sorry.
Fallout Boy,
please, Martina, please. Love you, bye. You know, fair enough. Okay, she does get audio comments. We don't get audio comments. Maybe, you know, I'm a bit spiteful because of that. But also, that's all she does. And then after that, she, like, talks about what's happening on the OC. Like, she doesn't make that up. She just goes on, like, she just goes on the website or whatever.
Also,
like, watches the episodes.
Who doesn't watch the OC?
Yeah, who is emo and doesn't watch the OC? Or Degrassi. I don't watch Degrassi because it's not here.
Show it.
In here in England.
But I think, Charlie, you need to say that, like, what you're saying is that not that, like, she has the potential to make a good podcast.
Yeah, she has potential.
It seems like they're going downhill as well, aren't they?
Yeah, like, they used to be, like, she used to, like, talk quite a bit, and, you know...
When we started our podcast, we were quite...
We were like, alright, go Martina. People slagged off and were like, whoa, don't.
But you now... know?
And then she got the sponsorship deal, and she's got that annoying Akivu one, that song... And it's like, she's like, two girls, they get a mic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, will they get an audience? And it's like...
No, they obviously won't get
And she even says, oh, I really hate this. Why are you doing it? Okay, you are getting paid, but it's not like, it's not your job.
Hey, and look, maybe a podcast name change.
Yeah, because there isn't actually that much talk in the show. It should be called Emo Girl.
But there's no emo. She's not emo anyway.
Yeah, she even said she might not be emo in that podcast.
So get rid of the emo. Are you sure you're a girl?
You're just called Girl.
Girl.
No, I'm not. I think she should keep the name, but she should talk more about in things. And I mean, she did in the last one, not 24 or 23, when she was talking about, like, you know, just on the bus with her friend. But I don't really want to know about some weird guy on the bus. You know, like, do something, you know, like, oh, yeah, I was something or other. Something more interesting that isn't random. You know, something like, oh, I bought the so-and-so album, it's really good. Oh, me had an argument with some guys at my school today about emo. Or like, oh, I saw some brand new emo kids moved into my neighborhood. Or, you know, something emo, not a guy on the bus singing to himself.
End of rant, Charlie. I'm going to have to cut you down because you're going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, we stole the whole rant idea from Crybaby Emo Kids.
Did we?
Yeah. Everyone should listen to that podcast because Andy's hot noob. I love him. We're going to play a song now.
Are we?
Yeah, listen to Crybaby Emo Kids.
Are you being paid?
No, I'm not, but I expect them. I think Andy listens to our podcast, so I think he should say something about us in the next podcast because I'm being nice. He's hot as well.
Also, could you email us and tell us how many listeners you get?
Yeah.
We were just curious as to, like, if we're doing well.
I reckon they've got like 10,000 people. They've got some huge amount. They've got a huge amount of people. They've got their own forum and shit like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, song Death Cab. Yeah?
Yeah.
I just had a fight because I didn't really want to play that song because I thought it was a bit of a curveball Death Cab song. Like, it's not the most obvious choice,
but I chose it because my girlfriend requested that song because it's her favorite Death Cab song. So yeah, that was Champagne from a Paper Cup from the
Something About
Airplanes album.
Something About Airplanes,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. Hang on a sec, let me just check. Yeah, something about aeroplanes.
Yeah.
It's quite old.
Old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
What's next, Charlie?
I don't know. I think this may be goodbye. Is it goodbye, Nathan? Is it goodbye?
Whoa. I don't, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I've got nothing left to say. I'm tired and I want a cup of tea as well.
Okay, thanks for listening. Don't remember to check out our MySpace page, our Podomatic page, and email us.
Yeah, and also
and give us lots of groupie love.
Yeah, and also tell people about us if you feel like you want to, then do it. Also listen to lsfr.com. go to lsfrm.com. that's a shout out, not really a shout out.
FRM. You're on about LSRFM.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So you said LSFRM. Whatever. All
right, you do it then.
I just did it. Oh, is are we getting, you know,
money
for saying?
No. But I just thought I'd be nice.
It's because he's our friend. If you're a friend, then you know it's okay to say things. We're not selling out.
Yeah, but wait, no, just give them the web address again.
For what?
For Felix's radio thing.
www. lsrfm.com.
LSR.
Leeds Student Radio, basically. LSR.
FM. Yeah, listen on Tuesday mornings.
12 o'clock to 2.
12 till 2. Our friend Felix does an outstanding job as a DJ.
If you actually listen to it, he makes himself slightly louder than everyone else, if you noticed. So, like, if you listen to it.
You can't say that.
He does, he does. Really? I was talking to him about it, he was like, yeah, I do.
Oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should just make myself slightly louder.
Yeah, but we record on the same thing. He has like all the levels. He has like his mic.
Okay, I think
we're gonna... I have to admit that is well cool though. He does that though. So jokes.
Yeah, we're gonna end with a special message from Podomatic. See you next.
Just because we just love the guy's voice. Love the guy's voice. Put it on again.
Yeah. See you next time.
This podcast is on the air because of support by listeners like you. Because of the show's increasing popularity, it's actually reached its bandwidth allowance for this month. So please visit the producer's podcast page and make a small donation so that you can continue to enjoy this great podcast on a regular basis. Thanks for choosing Podomatic.com.